John chapter 21, if you dare say amen.
Amen.
John 21, I want to read a few verses tonight, and I'll read it quickly. John 21 and verse number 1, the Bible says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. You ever had a trip like that? That night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciple came in a little ship. Disciples, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and threw the net to land full of great fishes, and 153, for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples first asked him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Amen. Isn't it great when we have a meeting and to know that the Lord has been among us? I like to have a meeting, you can be seated. I like to have a camp meeting like that. I like to have a youth rally like that. When we leave here tonight, I hate to leave here saying, was the Lord there or was he not? Did he ever come in and visit us or not? I like to leave here, I believe it's Jacob that left, saying, surely the presence of the Lord was in this place. Amen. That makes a difference when Jesus comes by, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Well, I would draw our attention tonight back to two verses in this text, verse 3 and verse number 11. I really just want us to notice phrases in these two verses. I want you to notice Peter and six other disciples get in a boat and they decide to go fishing. And notice the results of this fishing trip. The last part of verse 3 said, and that night they caught nothing. Amen. I ask again, you ever had a night like that? And I'm not really just talking about fishing. I'd like to talk about spiritual things tonight. You ever had a night where you come to the house of God and you got nothing? That night, they caught nothing. Amen. But notice verse number 11. Something great happens between verse 3 and verse 11. Jesus shows up on the shoreline. And he comes with a message. And he gives some direction. And now listen to verse number 11. Simon Peter went up and threw the net to land full, key word, full of great fishes. Amen. In verse number 3, I want to bring those two phrases together tonight and try to preach to us. In verse number 3, I see failure. That night they caught nothing. Failure. But then in verse number 11, I see fullness. Amen. Peter leaves there with a net, and it's not empty, it's full of great fishes. Amen. If the Lord will help me a little while tonight, I will preach just very simply on from failure to fullness. Amen. From failure to fullness. That's why I'd like to see us go tonight, and that's why I'd like to see us stay as this youth group and this fellowship. How are we going to get from failure to fullness? We need the Lord to come by and visit us tonight. Amen. Don't you raise your hands and say one more time, I need your prayers. Let's ask God to give us a good meeting. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you for what we feel even right now. I thank you for your word, God. I know it's settled in heaven. But God, come down and let it be settled in our hearts tonight. Every young person here, Lord, let us leave full. break off their call. Give us liberty, and we'll give you all the glory for that. In your name, everybody said amen and amen. I read one time, I love to read history, and I read one time, Brother Hager, about that great prime minister, Winston Churchill. History said that one day, Mr. Churchill was speaking to a group of students at a large university, a large college, and he was really trying to inspire them. What I'd like to do tonight, inspire some young folks, and he was trying to encourage them to never give up. In fact, he used that word a lot in his speech, never give up, never give up. He was trying to encourage them to stay determined in all the trials of life, to stay courageous. And history said, while he was giving that speech, he made a reference to the fact that he was held back a year in grade school. He tried to encourage them to get past their mistakes, and he said something in that speech like this. He said, even I was held back a year in elementary school. I had to be held back one year. And he got done giving that speech, and history said he was leaving. He was heading off that campus, and then news reporter chased him down. And he said, Mr. Churchill, I want to interview you. I'd like to talk to you about that speech that you gave tonight. And he asked him a few questions. And then he did this. When he got done, he put his notepad away and his ink pen away. And he said, I got one more question to ask you, Mr. Churchill. He said, off the record, just you and I. He said, I want to ask you, you mean to tell me you failed a grade in school? You mean to tell me you, the great prime minister, the great orator, the mighty leader, you failed a grade in school? And history said, when Mr. Churchill heard that question, he stood up real straight, and he got fire in his eyes like he was going to, and he said, failed? No, no, no. He said, I was simply given an opportunity to get it right the second time. Thank you. I'll tell you a good chapter to read. Read Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. That's a great chapter. We call it the Hall of Faith. God put some of His greatest on display for all of us to read about. But you know, I was reading something the other day, and I about staggered me, Brother Calhoun, when I read it. Amen. It made me marvel. I read in a devotional book, and a man said these words. He said, really, we could call accurately Hebrews chapter 11 the Hall of Converted Failures. Amen. And then the Hall of Faith, and then we could call it the Hall of Converted Failures. And I got to thinking about that. And you know what? I agree with you. Amen. Because I want you to notice tonight, when you walk down these hallowed halls of Hebrews 11, get to looking at some of the names that are in there. Amen. Who's in that great Hall of Faith? These heroes. I see Noah. Amen. His name is on the wall. Anybody remember anything about Noah? Yeah, I know he built an ark to the saving of his house. But remember what happened when he got out of the ark? He got drunk. Amen. Drunk as a skunk, if you will. And then he appeared naked. His children, they didn't want to look on him. I see failure. Don't you? Amen. Failure in that man's life. Who else is in that chapter? Abraham's in there. I know he's a friend of God. They have a father of the faithful. But you know what? Abraham lied one time. Amen. Amen. You know, I'm preaching to people that the devil hounds you and sends you blue. Amen. You know what Abraham did? He went down and said, Sarah's not my wife. That's my sister. Amen. Who let the liar in here among us holiness folks? Amen. Who let the liar in here with all these heroes? Amen. Amen. Who else is in there? Sarah, his wife's in there. Didn't she laugh at God one day? God gave her a promise. Preached a message right to her. And she laughed. Amen. No way that's going to happen. Who let the mocker in this hall of faith? Amen. Jacob's in there. Anybody remember Jacob? Come on. Amen. Amen. The old thief. An old hammer. An old deceiver. I threw the towel in on a long time ago. Amen. Amen. I gave up on him. But God let him in. Amen. Amen.
Hey, don't let the devil lie to you tonight. There's an altar where you can win the trade.
Yeah. wants to know, listen, John chapter 21 is the notion that was foolish. Amen? The notion that was foolish. Webster said that word notion simply means an idea or an impression, an inclination or a whim. Amen? You ever get anything just on a whim? Why'd you do it? I can't really explain it. I just had a feeling. Amen. I just had this feeling to hold. I felt like doing it. Well, that's kind of what happened to Peter. He gets a whim in this chapter. And all of a sudden, he don't give any explanation. He just says, I go a fishing. Amen. I feel like going fishing. Now, is it a sin to go fishing? No. Maybe I'm the only one about anybody like to go fishing. Amen. I love to do it, but y'all heard. It's getting around that time. I like to fish when I get a chance. It's not a sin to go fishing, but I gotta be honest tonight. I got a problem with Peter's choice right here. Amen. I got a problem with Peter's motion right here. And I got a feeling he had a lot more important things he should have been doing. Amen. There's a lot better things. I was studying this today, and I was reading over this chapter, and I read some commentaries, and one of the commentators said, he said Peter was bored. Amen. You got to be careful what you do when you're bored. You know how? Peter, he was just looking for something to occupy his time. He kind of wanted to fill up his day. And so he decided to go fishing. Nothing better to do. Now, I got to be honest with you. I disagree with that. Amen. I disagree. You know why? Amen. I don't think Peter had a lot of things he should have been doing. Amen. Because if you read John 20, we just had Easter. Amen. And it John 20, Jesus resurrected. He came straight out of the tomb and he appeared to Peter. Amen. And now we're just one chapter later. I don't feel, you know what that preacher should have been doing. He should have been running from city to city saying, he is risen. I saw him. I found him. My God's not dead. But instead, he's going fishing. Amen. Now, maybe you great men might disagree with me, but I tell you, when I see that disciple getting in that boat, I picture a discouraged disciple. Amen. I picture a man that's down. We know he's struggling. The old boy was naked when Christ got to him. Amen. He'd already lost his morality. He'd already lost some of his respectability. And he's kind of like some folks when the preacher sees them and they're doing something they shouldn't do. And then he puts his coat on and jumped in the water. Amen. Wanted to get away from their life. Amen. I can tell he's already struggling. Amen. He's already struggling. But you know what I see? When he gets in that boat, I picture a disciple. He's going back to the old life. Amen. He's going back to the old way of living. And I will preach for a few minutes. There's an old life that's pulling on young people. Amen. It's time to pull you back to that world that you have left. Amen. Lord, the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, say unto the Lord. He was fishing, amen. He was a fisherman. But Christ came up and called him. Amen. That's one thing I like about Jesus. He don't change your personality when he calls you. Amen. Amen. Christ never changed Peter's name, but he did change Peter's game. Amen. He still let him be a fisherman. He's got the same name, but he's got a new game. Amen. What are you fishing for, Peter? I'm not fishing for fish anymore. I'm fishing for souls. Hallelujah. I'm fishing for men. You realize tonight that's what we're doing at this camp meeting. I prayed today. I said, Lord, I'd like to reel a big one out. I'd like to catch a few of them. That's going back to the old life. And I'd like to reel them to the altar.
ministry. God's got a place in the house of the Lord. I want to be here and not have the old commonplace of the world. Amen. Peter goes back to the common life. The apostle becomes an angler. The disciple becomes a deserter. The call becomes nothing more than common. Amen. Can't you see Peter as he's getting in that boat? Peter, you're supposed to be a preacher. I just feel like fishing. Amen. I'm going back to common things. That is the pull of this hour to get our young people back to the common things of the world, the common places of life, that old sinful world. You know what Peter would do tonight? That Peter was here. Peter to come in here. I'll give him a microphone. He preach like a house of fire. Amen. And you know, he'd probably preach. He might look at these young people and he might reach up. He wrote himself. Amen. He wrote 1st and 2nd Peter. And I thought today he'd probably read 1st Peter 2 and verse 9 and he'd tell our young folks, but ye are a chosen generation. What? And then you're not average Joe. You're not common Sally. You don't hang around on the street corner. Dark places and talk about the dark things. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who have called you out. Come out of that boat, come out of that fishing hole, and come into this marvelous line. There's a Holy Ghost, there's a camp meeting, but you're going to come out of that common world. Amen. A notion that was foolish.
Yes, sir.
Let me preach just a couple more minutes. A night that was futile. Amen. A notion that was foolish. I go and teach you. Should have never did it, Peter. Amen. You left your place. You left your calling. You left God's will. A notion that was foolish, but a night that was futile. Amen. Verse 3 tells the story. That night they caught nothing. Amen. My, what fruitless labor. Amen. What worthless life it is when you're out of God's will. I'd like to help somebody tonight. Amen. Well, that night, they caught nothing. Amen. I feel like when I was praying today, I feel like asking somebody this question. Amen. Why settle for another night of nothing? Amen. Amen. I want you to hear that. Why settle? You ever come to church and we leave and we go home like Peter. We get in the parking lot, get in the car, and we pull out. We just got to be honest. And we say, I got nothing tonight. Amen. The choir sang. The preacher preached 40 minutes. We made an altar call. And I'm still empty. I'm still void. I've got nothing. I come today. You don't have to settle for another night of nothing. There's somebody in the house. Amen. There's a water walker. There's a Holy Ghost back there. And all of a sudden, children, have the enemy. Amen. I got what you need. Come unto me. Shows up in the shoreline.
All right.
You notice the turning point of the story. Amen. The Bible said in verse 4, but when the morning was now come,
yes,
Jesus stood on the shore. Amen. I feel like the morning's here. Amen.
Yeah.
It'd be a good night for somebody to come out of that darkness. Amen. The morning's here. And he asked the question, children, don't you love how Christ claims the kinship to the familiar? Amen. Children, he could have. Could have been real rough on him right there. You idiot. Amen. Pardon my language. You foolish person. I give up on you. Amen. You failed. You got out of my will. But isn't this not how tender Christ is? Amen. I know he's going to be the judge one of these days, but tonight he's calling. Amen. Tonight he's reaching for a failure. Children, have the enemy. Amen. And he puts a question on him right there. Now, amen. I want you to say, when you ask that question, amen. There really shouldn't be a lot of commentary in the answers. Amen. Let me explain this. It's simple. It's either yes or no. Amen. And children, have the enemy. It's either yes or no. Amen. And tonight, the question is this. Are you full of God? Amen. Amen. Are you full of the Holy Ghost? Are you full of the glory and the power of the Lord. Beloved, let me explain why. And this reason, that reason, no, it's just yes or no. It's just yay or nay. And then you know, I'm not about the disciples and then him all around. And then don't you think that Christ knew the answer to that question? Yeah. That all seeing eye, that God that knows everything, he knew that they had nothing. But you know why he asked? He likes us to convince. He likes us to own up. But as far as you know, the Lord likes us to say, I'm empty. I admit it. I come out of my boat. I got out of your will, God. I did what I thought was best. I went my own way. And now I'm in a hollow pit. All I got is dust. It's empty. And I tell you, when you confess, there's a revival that comes. When we get humble and we repent, there's a heaven that opens. And the glory comes down. I don't want to fake it tonight. I have to fake it. Tell you what, I said, don't fake it. If you're empty, come out of that pew and say, I need God. You believe it? Amen. Come out of that pew and admit you're empty. Amen. All of a sudden, when there's confession, there's direction. Amen. Christ says this, cast thy net on the right side, and ye shall find. Amen. I've been on them boats. I like them guys that have the technology I don't have. Some folks have depth finders. Amen. Amen. To tell you how deep the fishing hole is. And some of them's got fish finders. Yeah. Don't even waste your time casting over there. There's nothing there. Amen. I like going back down. Amen. Here's where all the fish are. Peter didn't need a fish finder. The Lord was on board. Amen. Jesus, the one that knew how to get full. I want to tell you, I'm glad the head of guilt's coming up. And Brother Parks is going to get better. I promise you. It's going to get better. Amen. But can I tell you, the one that we need is on board. Amen. The one that feels is on board. Put your neck on the right side. And there'll be a feeling. You look tonight and you can be killed. Amen. What I like about Peter, he didn't let that pride. Boy, isn't pride a bad thing? You know what a lot of folks would give Peter to tonight? Now, Lord, let me remind you who the professional fisherman is. Amen. I'm a fisherman, you stick to preaching, preacher. Amen. If you don't have a preacher, I don't have a niche, right? Amen. Isn't that what a lot of folks do, preacher? Don't tell me, I know, amen. I got it all down. I know how to do it. You know, but Peter didn't do that. Amen. And let me hear something else. Peter got the direction, and he heeded the word of the Lord. Amen. And there's something else I like about Peter. He was willing to change his method to get a blessing. Amen. And we got to be willing to do that. Amen. Don't change your doctrine. Don't change your standard. But you got to be willing to change your method to get a blessing. Amen. Here's what I mean. If you've been casting your net on the left side and that's not working, you might as well try it on the right side. Amen. I live by that old motto. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And you know what I found out? If you live by that, you got to live by the vice versa. If it is broke, we might as well fix it. Amen. If it's not working, we might as well fix it.
Get where you need to be. He left with a net full.
God's got great things to be a father. Baptism in the Holy Ghost. Be a son of spirit. Be a son of body. Isn't that a great thing? Amen. Be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Now, I see some young men. They're Stevens. Acts 6 and 8 was full of faith and power. Amen. Would it not be that early church? They were how many? All filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, we got to have an all meeting tonight. They were all filled. And the fact it got so full, here's the only accusation the world had about the early church. Amen. These men are full of new wine. That's the only accusation they got. These men are full. You know what? They were wrong, but they weren't very far off. You know what Peter said? We are drunk, but it's the Holy Ghost. We are full. And it's not with wine. It's the Holy Ghost. Are we full tonight? Children, have the enemy. Be alive. It's real. It's real. You can come out of failure and find fullness tonight. Amen. I won't be staying all of this house right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, turn to raise your hands on the other line. Oh, Lord, hear the power. Oh, Lord, hear the power just now. Come on, let's praise Him for the moment, church. Oh, I'm tired of failure. I like to have fullness. There's a young man that needs to be full of the Holy Ghost. Do we got any young ladies that's tired of failure and living full? Is your desire. Amen. You know how that goes about this story? We get ready to pray. When Peter made that catch, verse 11 said there's 153 great fishes in that catch. 153. What a catch. Amen. And here's one of the greatest miracles, Brother Pierce. The Bible said the net did not break. Amen. You can get full of Jesus. You know that? I know the devil said there's no way. You can get full of the Holy Ghost and keep it forever. Amen. And stay full. You know that's God's will. And then I remember another fishing trip Peter went on back in Luke chapter 5. And Jesus showed up. And they were failing again. It's a different trip. A lot of people think it's the same, but there's differences. If you study it, Luke 5, remember what Jesus' direction was? I believe it's good direction. 5 minutes after 9. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for the Christ. And Peter looked out, here's what he said. He said, Lord, we've toiled all night. Taken nothing. He said, been a night of nothing so far. But nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Amen. Boy, don't that sound good? I'll obey you, Lord. But you remember what happened that time? That net break. Amen. And Peter almost lost it all. In fact, we had some good brothers around him to help gather some of the fish in. That blessing would have slipped right through his finger. Amen. I used to wonder about that. That bothered me. How could a man obey God? Does net break? God doesn't do anything wrong. How did he almost lose a blessing? Now, I was reading that a few weeks ago, and I saw something I never saw. Amen. Jesus said, launch out the deep and let down your nets. Plural, nets. Amen. And Peter stood up real high. I'm going to obey you. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Amen. Singular. Right? Jesus said, get the nets down. We're going to have a big camping ground here. Get all the God out. Go all in. Amen. Get everything you got this purpose. And you will see some miracles. I'm going to get one net out. I'm going to give a little half shot effort. I'm going to pray 3 minutes in this altar call and go over to the fellowship hall. And then, you know, if you found out when you only put a little bit in, it's going to break up on you. And it'll be gone. It'll slip through your finger. Be thrown is over. And we got nothing. And we leave town. I tell you what I like to do. I come to get the nets out. Right now. And if we got a generation here that needs Lord, would you come out of that pew right now and raise your hands? I know we don't have that church around here. I know the altar's not glory to you. Won't somebody break the ice? Some of you young men, won't you come on around here tonight? Break the ice and worship God. Some of you young men over here, amen, preachers of God, come on in here and let's worship God. Some of you young ladies, come out of that pew tonight and